The faith that much of the public has invested in embryonic stem cell research is shared by scientists, but if you listen closely to what those scientists have to say, you'll hear a lot of caveats. Here's NPR's Joe Palca.
Stem cell biologist Evan Snyder of the Burnham Institute in La Jolla, California, says the discovery of embryonic stem cells ranks among the great scientific breakthroughs.
The DNA revolution, relativity, things of that sort. Well, I would class stem cell biology in that category and say that it is one of the major insights in the last 50 years in science.
Embryonic stem cells are those primordial cells that retain the ability to turn into any cell type in the body. Muscle, brain, blood, skin. They could, in theory, be used to make an unlimited supply of new cells to replace ones damaged by diseases. So if brain cells are destroyed by Parkinson's disease, for example, scientists might one day make new cells in the lab and transplant them into patients.
Well, this whole idea of approaching disease as not simply stopping a disease process or thwarting a disease process, but actually this idea of starting over again, of rebooting the computer, of reseeding the lawn, is an entirely new way of approaching disease and medicine.
That's why people have gotten excited. And Fred Rosen says they should be excited. Rosen heads a biomedical institute at Harvard Medical School. He says the hyperbole is understandable.
The hype is at fault if it's promising something tomorrow or the day after tomorrow, because that's not going to happen so quickly. It never does in biomedical research. It takes a long time to develop things. Usually from the moment of discovery to practical application takes a quarter of a century.
But Rosen says stem cell therapy does have some history that may speed the process.
We have been doing a form of stem cell therapy for the past 30 years without calling it that, and it's bone marrow transplantation. It's a very successful medical procedure. What you're in fact doing are transplanting not bone marrow, but the stem cells in the bone marrow.
These so-called adult stem cells can replace blood cells damaged in diseases like leukemia. But this is just one specialized use of stem cells. The broader applications of embryonic stem cells are probably a ways off. There are other examples of promising fields of research that have yet to live up to their initial hype, despite ample federal funding. Take gene therapy.
Gene therapy remains a good idea, and it will result in cures of many kinds of diseases, but it's still going to take a while.
Ronald Crystal is chairman of the Department of Medicine at Weill Cornell Medical School. Crystal says 2 decades ago, gene therapy seemed poised to cure a variety of diseases. But so far, even using gene therapy to cure laboratory animals has proven extremely difficult. And as Crystal knows full well, it's not enough to cure mice.
Because experimental animals, while they're useful, mice are not just small humans. You have to go to the human.
And then, after trying something in humans, you take what you learn back to the lab bench, make refinements, and then try it again in humans.
Stem cell therapies are going to have to go through the same process that gene therapy is going through. And that is to do initial studies in humans, go back to the bench, go back to the human. And it's going to take a long time before gene therapy and stem cell therapy are going to be cures for disease.
That's a sobering message for people desperately seeking cures, but history suggests it's probably an accurate one. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.